We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kufta Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph. It said, by the two dots, three lines from the bottom, where it said in the Mishnah, Zeh Klal, called Koidim Anachla, anyone who's first in the order of Yerusha, Yoytze Yerecha Koidman, then whoever's his offspring are first as well, they go and mockum him. Va'av Koidim Chol Yoytze Yerecha, and a father is before all other Yoytze Yerecha, all his offspring, he goes first. And the Gemara is a shah like this, Boy Ram Ba'achamu. Avi ha'av va'achei ha'av kegoin Avram Yishmael b'nichse Esav eze mehem koidim. What's the shaila? So we know Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Their father is Yitzchak and the grandfather is Avram. What happened was that Esav died, and the Rashbam says we wanted Esav to die, not Yaakov, because Esav is the Rasha. So Esav died, and the question is who should be Yerish the Esav, Yitzchak's brother, which is Yishmael, or Avram? Because we're talking about in a case where Yitzchak was not alive, Esav's father Yitzchak was not alive. So the question, and obviously he has no children, we're talking about a case he has no children, and he has no brothers either in this case. No one's alive. And the question was, Esav, who's Yerush Esav? Is his grandfather Avram Yerushim? Or his uncle Yishmael? Who should be Yerushim? On one hand, you could say that the father's father is closer to him. On the other hand, you say no, that Lemaisa, the uncle, is closer. Because it even says that if there's no father, so then it goes to the brother of the father. So maybe here it goes to Yishmael. Who is Yerush Esav, the uncle or the grandfather? Amar Rava, Rava says, the pashto answer. Rava, Tashmao, Av, Koidim, Chol, Yotzi, Reichai. It said in our Mishnah, the father goes before all his offspring. Now, here Avram's offspring is Yishmael, is a descendant of him, because Avram had Yitzchak and Yishmael. So how could it be that Yishmael is before his father? Avram goes first for Yitzchak, and it's more than that. And the lum doesn't make sense also, because who is Yerush? If Yitzchak would be the first Yerush over here of Esau, but Yitzchak's not alive. Now who would be Yerush Yitzchak? If Yitzchak himself had a Yerusha, died and had a Yerusha, who's Yerush Yitzchak first? Yitzchak's brother Yishmael or his father Avram? We know that the father goes before the brothers. So therefore here, you look at Akilu Yitzchak was Yerush, his son Esau, and then he's not alive, so it goes to Avram Avinu, who would be Yerush him before his brother Yishmael. And the Gemara says it's such a posh to answer, the Rambach, and it's really our Mishnah. Mishnah, which means that the father would be before Yishmael, so it's really pretty posh. The Rambach, Agav Chorfei, since he was Torah, the next Shiloh, he didn't think through the Shiloh all the way through, and he didn't realize that it wasn't even a Shiloh. But the next Shiloh is more of a Shiloh. Boy Rambach, the Shiloh. Via Av, Va'ochiv, and the brother of the mace itself, Kegoin Avram v'Yakov v'Nichse Esav. In a case where Yaakov is alive, so Ezemem Koidim. Who goes first? The brother of Esav, which is Yaakov, not the uncle, the brother of Esav, or the grandfather? What's the Shiloh? Do you say Yaakov is first because someone who dies without children first goes the father, and here is Yitzchak, and here, since Yitzchak is not alive, so who's next? It goes to the brothers of the mace, which is the brothers of Esav. Or you say that, look, who will be Yerush Yitzchak? Maybe Avram should be Yerush Yitzchak. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tashma, Av, Kerim Chayot Zerecha. Let's bring right from Mishnah. The father is for all his descendants. L'chayra here, Yaakov is a descendant of Avram. It's an enikel of Avram. So maybe he goes before Yaakov. It's his descendant. But Rav Macham says, no, the Mishnah does not mean that. Yoytzi Recha Shloi, his own children. V'lo Yoytzi Recha Shavnoi, not the children of his son. And Hachinam Mestavra also makes sense, Victoria, because it says in the Mishnah, Zeakal called Koidim Benachlo, Yoytzi Recha Koidman. Now whoever's first in the order of the Nachlo, so his Yerecha go first as well. So Ilu Yisrael Yitzchak, Yitzchak will be alive. So here, Esav would have children. Who would get it? Yitzchak would get it, the father. Yitzchak Koidim. Now who is Yerush Yitzchak first? Yaakov? Or Avram. Hashdami, the less of Yitzchak, Yaakov is the Yotzi Yerecha of Yitzchak, is Koidim to Avram. Shmami, no. Says Taka, Muchach, and Svara. First of all, the Mishnah is not a Raya. And because he said, Mid Yotzi Yerecha Shloi, not Yotzi Yerecha Shobanai. And also, in Svara makes sense that Yaakov would be Yerush Esav, and not Avram, not the grandfather, because look at it, he doesn't have children. Where does it go next? To Yitzchak. Who will be Yerush Yitzchak first? Yaakov, before Avram, because Kol Yotzei Reicha, and therefore it makes sense, it goes to Yaakov. So the bottom line is, in these two cases, the first case, where it's a Shiloh, the uncle or the grandfather goes first. If it's a Shiloh, a brother of the mace or the grandfather, then Avada, the brother of the mace, would go first. And then the Rashbam, when he finishes this Gemara, goes through again, just giving you the whole Seder HaNachlois. Maybe we'll go through some of it quickly. Number one is that the children of the boys of the mace are the first to get the Yerusha. Next goes, and if that boy has any offspring, they go first. Next level is the daughter of the mace. The next level after that is the father of the mace. If the father is not alive, so it's the brothers of the mace, or the sisters of the mace, they get it. Now, if the mace has no brothers, no sisters, no children, and no father, so then it will be the brother of the father or the sisters of the father, and so on and so forth, as Rashbam goes through all the different Yerushas, and the next Mishnah is a new sugya of the Benois Slavchar and the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael.